Welcome to Altitudes, a podcast from Etihad about how the world is defined by travel and the people that are defining travel's future. I'm your host, James Sanderson. As COVID-19 spread across the globe in 2020 and entire countries went into lockdown, the world saw something remarkable happen. With millions of cars off city streets and thousands of aircraft grounded, global carbon emissions saw a record drop of 7%. A reduction in emissions this large hasn't been seen since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. But as vaccines begin to be rolled out and the world begins its recovery, some people are worried that perhaps the only silver lining to come out of this pandemic will soon become threadbare. However, Etihad sees things a little differently. As one of the only airlines worldwide to commit to drastic emissions reduction targets, the impact of COVID-19 on aviation has been seen as the strongest impetus yet to enact real change throughout the industry. On this episode of Altitudes, we'll explore Etihad's goal for sustainable air travel and ask what steps they've already taken to make this vision a reality.
Making air travel environmentally sustainable is one of the biggest challenges this industry faces. And while aviation only accounts for 2% of annual carbon emissions, it's critical that we play our part and get that down to net zero.
Mariam Al-Kubaisi is Etihad's head of sustainability and responsible for enacting the airline's ambitious environmental agenda.
We've committed to reach carbon neutrality by 2050 with a target of 50% reduction on 2019 levels by 2035. To some, this might sound bold, even unrealistic, but we are already on our way to achieving this.
So what exactly is Etihad doing to lower its carbon emissions?
We run very carbon-intensive activities within the scope of our operations. Our role here is to try to make traveling a very safe and environmentally friendly experience. The highlight of our sustainability strategy is decarbonization. And decarbonization looks at three elements. The first one is operational efficiency, the second one is sustainable aviation fuel, and the third element is carbon offsets. And all of this is spearheaded by our flagship Greenliner.
The Greenliner is iconic of Etihad's broader vision. Unveiled at the 2019 Dubai Air Show, attendees were introduced to an Etihad aircraft unlike any other. Gone were the iconic gold and pearl facets that are usually emblazoned on the aircraft. Instead, they were replaced by a striking hue of green and teal, a symbol of Etihad's commitment to sustainability. At the time, Etihad Aviation Group CEO Tony Douglas articulated his vision of what the Greenliner represented.
We believe it's the most efficient aircraft that's in the skies today. It's in excess of 15 and 20% better performance than anything else we operate. We're going to connect the whole aviation industry to find every small incremental benefit that will increase the operational performance of this aircraft using data, using engineering innovation, using new science and new technology that allows us to fulfill our obligations to the environment and our sustainability agenda.
The Greenliner might be symbolic of Etihad's vision, but the airline's journey towards sustainability began long before 2019.
The aviation industry is one of those industries that has been deemed the hardest to decarbonize.
Dr. Alejandro Galvan is the director of the Sustainable Bioenergy Research Consortium, or SBRC. Based out of Khalifa University in Abu Dhabi, Dr. Alejandro and the SBRC spearhead an initiative that has brought together a variety of Abu Dhabi business entities to create sustainable aviation fuel.
It's very difficult to find a fuel that will enable you to fly without producing carbon emissions. Traditional jet fuel is produced from fossil resources, meaning essentially crude petroleum. You have to look at the entire life cycle of when you're extracting the crude petroleum, when you're transporting that crude petroleum to the refinery, when you're refining that crude petroleum into jet fuel, and then when you transport it to the airport, and then finally, when you load it onto the aircraft and you fly with that fuel, you're producing CO2. So all throughout that life process of conventional aviation fuel, you're producing CO2. When looking at sustainable aviation fuels, you look at the life cycle, and essentially what happens is that it becomes a circle.
Sustainable aviation fuels are typically made from vegetable oil, animal fats, non-recyclable household waste, and other sources. When deployed at scale, creating fuel from these sources helps lower emissions during both production and consumption. In the SBRC's case, their source of sustainable aviation fuel comes from two unlikely sources: biological waste from fish and salicornia plants.
The SBRC is working through what we call the seawater energy and agriculture system. Essentially, what we do is bring seawater inland and we use it first in an aquaculture farm. This is a farm where we are growing fish or shrimp in open ponds. So we're producing food in the process. So as these animals grow, they generate waste, and that waste goes into the water. Most aquaculture operations take this wastewater and dump it back into the ocean. What we do is take this wastewater and we use it as liquid fertilizer for our second subsystem, which we call our halophyte agriculture subsystem. Halophyte plants are those plants that are able to grow with salt water. The particular halophyte that we're using is called Salicornia bigelovii. At the end of their growth cycle, we take these plants and we grind them down and we extract their oil. We put it through a refining process, which is very similar to the refining process of crude petroleum. We also perform a step that is called isomerization, which essentially reconfigures the molecule so that it is able to withstand the low temperatures at which aviation fuel is used.
But the real genius of the system is how it uses agriculture to close the loop.
Before we return the water to the ocean, we make it pass through our third subsystem, which is our halophyte agroforestry subsystem. And in this particular case, we're cultivating a perennial halophyte, meaning that you plant once and let it grow for many, many years. In our particular case, we are cultivating the gray mangrove, which is the only mangrove species that is able to grow in this region of the world. We use these mangroves to clean the water further, to remove any remaining nutrients that the Salicornia was not able to take up. And because of its extensive root system, we use the mangroves as a carbon sink. We use it to clean the air, to absorb carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, and to fix it into the soil. And so what happens is that by the end of this process, when the water finally returns to the ocean, it is in the exact same condition as the water that originally came in.
As a part of the SBRC, Etihad has helped test this unique fuel in practice situations, including a flight in 2019, which became the record holder for the world's longest flight using locally produced sustainable aviation fuel.
This was a flight that was done as a proof of concept of the entire seawater energy and agriculture system. We produced a small batch, which under current worldwide specifications, you are able to blend with normal jet fuel up to 50%. We put this combined fuel into the flight that flew from Abu Dhabi to Amsterdam.
As airlines look to reduce their carbon footprint, demand for sustainable aviation fuel is expected to skyrocket. So much so that Boeing recently announced their commitment to producing aircraft able to burn 100% sustainable fuel by 2030.
It's a major challenge to be able to produce enough sustainable aviation fuel so that airlines are able to use it on a regular basis. Etihad has been instrumental in helping us get the project to where it is right now. Etihad is also looking into other alternatives as we are. And so I think that the collaboration will only expand and will only grow because there is a tremendous need to be able to produce fuels that will allow us to fly sustainably.
Etihad's sustainability partnership with Boeing extends beyond the Greenliner. In 2020, both companies joined forces to collaborate in the Eco Demonstrator program, Boeing's annual testing initiative for new environmental technologies.
The Eco Demonstrator is a program that is run by Boeing. The program covers a lot of elements associated with sustainability and future development of aircraft.
Rami Awadallah is director of fleet engineering at Etihad and was closely involved in the Eco Demonstrator program. Etihad contributed its newest Boeing 787-10 Dreamliner, fresh off the production line at Charleston, to act as a flying testbed.
We had the likes of NASA and Safran participating in these trials to support future designs related to noise levels and noise signatures of the aircraft. The noise generated by an aircraft is due to the fact of how the wind and the airflow behaves. And with that in mind, NASA connected over 200 microphones across the fuselage of the aircraft, and similarly, another 1,000 microphones dotted onto the airfield. The aim of this project was to record the signature of the aircraft, and that sort of data produced terabytes worth of information that will be used in the future development of aircrafts. Another project was with Safran. Close to about 30% of the noise generated by an aircraft during an approach is from the airflow around the landing gear. Safran produced fairings that can be attached to the landing gear to smoothen out the airflow and reduce that noise level.
The 2020 Eco Demonstrator program also investigated ways of using technology to make flight paths more efficient.
The way it works is throughout a flight, you would have the pilot, the air traffic controller, and the network operations center of the airline communicate constantly with each other in order to always optimize and find the best route associated to that flight in real time. So there's a constant adjustment to the flight route in order to optimize the flight, but at the same time reduce the fuel burn and emissions.
And with many of the experiments requiring flight time, every step was taken to ensure that the environmental impact was kept low.
The fuel that was used was a mix of sustainable aviation fuel and conventional jet fuel. And it was at a 50-50 mix, which is the highest allowable mix. It's a good testament to support sustainable aviation fuel for aircraft.
Achieving a goal of net zero emissions means more than just offsetting or eliminating the carbon generated by jet fuel. There's also the additional emissions to be considered, those generated by airports, ground staff, and other operations that go beyond time spent in the air. So how do you offset or eliminate the carbon emissions throughout the entire life cycle of a product?
Removing single-use plastics we use on board will have a massive impact in reducing life cycle carbon emissions, as well as in reducing the waste that is traditionally generated when you have to dispose of the plastic items after use.
Zulkifli Jomart is a guest experience and product manager for Etihad, and is one of the people responsible for helping the airline achieve its goal of reducing onboard plastics over the last few years.
Sustainability has been one of our key pillars and drivers in designing new products when we actually put them on board the aircraft. So from a sustainability point of view, we're not only looking at the product composition or the material, we look at the whole life cycle from where the product is being purchased or produced up to where it ends up post-use. Even from the first EcoFlight, we were able to identify about 95 single-use plastics, and these were either removed or replaced by an alternative solution. So some of the alternatives that we looked at was like packaging for our headsets and moving from a single-use plastic, a reusable linen bag. One of the interesting things that was introduced was edible coffee cups. These were made from edible materials that would hold the hot beverage. And then just like eating a wafer, you could actually eat the whole cup away, leaving behind zero residue. And of course, it doesn't stop there. You know, we are continuously looking at options and opportunities for us to introduce alternative materials on board the aircraft. The other thing was an introduction of very lightweight disposable metal cutlery in economy. This was something new that we've not seen in the industry, but it was something that was really valued and welcomed by our guests.
In fact, the only thing preventing Etihad from a more ambitious target on onboard plastics is considerations around hygiene, which are especially important as we emerge from a global pandemic.
So for safety and hygiene reasons, of course, a lot of the products, like for example, when we did the EcoFlight, we removed the plastic coverings for the headsets, for the blankets, and so on and so forth. But with the current situation, we've had to reintroduce them. And this is where we've actually reintroduced mainly recycled plastic and not virgin plastic. Additionally, you know, it's not only what you see at the front of the house that has the impact, it's the back of the house as well. And even with the pandemic, we are still able to actually be much smarter in the way we pack our galleys, our products and our equipment, that we actually do not need the use of a single-use plastic for these items when we load them on the aircraft.
So So, Mariam, what's next for Etihad when it comes to sustainability?
So we still didn't introduce this, but this is in the making. The plan is to give our eco-conscious guests the option to offset their journey's emissions. We noticed that a lot of our guests are asking these questions about carbon intensity, and we want to show our guests that we care and we listen, extending that invitation to travel, knowing that they have offset their emissions. Our goal is to be the safest and greenest carrier in the Middle East. I really struggle to see our competitors in the region match our sustainability initiatives. We're not just talkers, we're walkers. Not only do we have a net zero target by 2050, we have interim goals to help us achieve that, whether it's the series of eco flights, the Greenliner program, the eco demonstrator. All these initiatives collectively are testament to our determination to see our decarbonization strategy through.